Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Ram Goldar and here Maseches Chulin Daf Vav, the first parak Hakol Shochetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara explains why Rabban Gamliel prohibited a kusi shechita. Rav Meir once sent someone to purchase wine from kusim and a certain elderly man stopped him. Rav Meir heard he decreed that wine of kusim is forbidden. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explains that they discovered Dmus Yonah, the likeness of a dove at the top of Har Gerizim, which they served as an idol. Rav Meir followed his opinion, Dechayishum Yuta, that were concerned for a minority, and he forbade the wine of most kusim because of the minority from Har Gerizim. Rav Gamliel held the same and decreed to forbid their shechita. This decree was not accepted by the public until Rabbi Yaval was sent to obtain kusi wine, and an elderly man stopped him, saying, Leis kan shomri Torah, there are no Torah observers here. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yossi were told, and they did not move from there until they made the kusim like complete idolaters. The expression signifies that they cannot be mevat reshus. They can't relinquish their property rights like a Jew regarding the laws of Erev. Rather, their property must be rented like an idolater's. Point number two, Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Yossi visited an inn, and the innkeepers, who were Amei Ha'aretz, brought them roasted eggs mixed with wine. Rabbi Zeir didn't eat it, but Rav Asi ate it without taking off meiser from the wine. Rabbi Zeir asked him if he was not concerned about Taruvah's Damai, a mixture containing Damai, and Rav Asi said he didn't realize. Rabbi Zeir didn't accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow someone righteous like Rav Asi to inadvertently consume forbidden food and subsequently found a Mishnah which permits a dish with wine or other ingredients mixed in. The Gemara objects that a Braisa teaches that if one gave his neighbor dough to bake or a pot to cook and told her to add her own ingredients, he must be concerned that the sor, the leavening, or tavlin, the seasoning, is damai or shemitah produce. This proves that taruvah's damai is prohibited. The Gemara answers that since he told her to prepare it for him with her ingredients, kamanda arbiya daimdame, it's as if he mixed it with his own hands, and such a mixture is forbidden. Rafam answers that Sa'or and Tavlin are different, the Latama of it, because they're used for flavor, Vatama Lobato, and something added for flavor is considered a primary component and not nullified. And point number three, the Braisa just mentioned taught that if one gave his neighbor dough to bake, including all the ingredients, there's no concern that she exchanged the food for Damai or Shemitah produce. Several sources seem to prove that we are concerned, Lachalufe, for exchange, and the Gemara makes the following exceptions. One who gives dough to his mother-in-law to bake for him must separate Meiser again from the finished bread, because she may exchange whatever became spoiled with her own bread, because Rotzihi b'tekanas bita, she desires her daughter's well-being, and she's ashamed of her son-in-law and would not serve him spoiled food. A yeshiva student gives food to his innkeeper to prepare, must separate Meiser again from the finished product, because Mori va'amra, she rationalizes and says, Bar be rav, lecho chamima va'ani echo karira. Let the yeshiva student eat the warm food, and I'll eat the cold food. Finally, we suspect a woman steals from her husband to feed an eshes chaver who helps her grind grain because she justifies it saying, Tor mitishe ka'achil, an ox eats from what it threshes. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara explains why Rabban Gamliel prohibited a kusi shechita. Rav Meir once sent someone to purchase wine from kusim and a certain elderly man stopped him. Rav Meir heard he decreed that wine of kusim is forbidden. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explains that they discovered Dmus Yonah, the likeness of a dove at the top of Har Gerizim, which they served as an idol. Rav Meir followed his opinion, Dechayishum Yuta, that were concerned for a minority, and he forbade the wine of most kusim because of the minority from Har Gerizim. Rav Gamliel held the same and decreed to forbid their shechita. This decree was not accepted by the public until Rabbi Yaval was sent to obtain kusi wine, and an elderly man stopped him, saying, Leis kan shomri Torah, there are no Torah observers here. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yossi were told, and they did not move from there until they made the kusim like complete idolaters. The expression signifies that they cannot be mevat reshus. They can't relinquish their property rights like a Jew regarding the laws of Erev. Rather, their property must be rented like an idolater's. Point number two, Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Yossi visited an inn, and the innkeepers, who were Amei Ha'aretz, brought them roasted eggs mixed with wine. Rabbi Zeir didn't eat it, but Rav Asi ate it without taking off meiser from the wine. Rabbi Zeir asked him if he was not concerned about taruvah's damai, a mixture containing damai, and Rav Asi said he didn't realize. Rabbi Zeir didn't accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow someone righteous like Rav Asi to inadvertently consume forbidden food and subsequently found a Mishnah which permits a dish with wine or other ingredients mixed in. The Gemara objects that a braisa teaches that if one gave his neighbor dough to bake or a pot to cook and told her to add her own ingredients, he must be concerned that the sor, the leavening, or tavlin, the seasoning, is damai or shemitah produce. This proves that taruvas damai is prohibited. The Gemara answers that since he told her to prepare it for him with her ingredients, kamanda arbiya daimdame, it's as if he mixed it with his own hands, and such a mixture is forbidden. Rafam answers that so'or and tavlin are different, the latama of it, because they're used for flavor, vatama lobato, and something added for flavor is considered a primary component and not nullified. And point number three, the braisa just mentioned taught that if one gave his neighbor dough to bake, including all the ingredients, there's no concern that she exchanged the food for damai or shemitah produce. Several sources seem to prove that we are concerned, lachalufe, for exchange, and the Gemara makes the following exceptions. One who gives dough to his mother-in-law to bake for him must separate maaser again from the finished bread, because she may exchange whatever became spoiled with her own bread, because rotzihi b'tekanas bita, she desires her daughter's well-being, and she's ashamed of her son-in-law and would not serve him spoiled food. A yeshiva student gives food to his incubator to prepare must separate maaser again from the finished product, because mori va'amra, she rationalizes and says, bar bei rav, lecho chamima va'ani echo karira. Let the yeshiva student eat the warm food, and I'll eat the cold food. Finally, we suspect a woman steals from her husband to feed an eshes chaver who helps her grind grain, because she justifies it saying, Tor midishe ka'achil, an ox eats from what it threshes. All right, so now we got our siman davav, and our standard siman is a sword, because a vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. While Rabbi outside uses sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring, kusim ovdi kochavim gemurim, his colleague sat inside an inn eating a bowl of taruvah shal damai. Next to yeshiva bacher using a small sword to discreetly take maaser from the dish he was served, since he was concerned the innkeeper switched his food for hers. So once again in slow motion. While Rabbi outside used his sword, that must mean on dove, vav. While Rabbi outside used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring kusim ovdi kochavim gemurim, which reminds us, Reb Meir prohibited wine of kusim when he heard they were worshipping an idol in the shape of a dove on Hargrizim, and later Amoraim decreed that they are ovdi kochavim gemurim, which signifies that they cannot be mavat rishus, they can't relinquish their property rights like a Jew regarding the laws of Erev, rather, their property must be rented like an idolater's. So, while Rabbi outside used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring, kusim ovdi kochavim gemurim, his colleague sat inside an inn eating a bowl of taruvah shal damai, which reminds us, Rabbi Zer Ravasi visited an inn, and the innkeepers, who were amei arts, brought them roasted eggs mixed with wine. Rabbi Zer didn't eat it, but Ravasi ate it without taking off maaser from the wine. Rabbi Zer asked him if he wasn't concerned about taruvah damai, a mixture containing damai, and Ravasi said he didn't realize. Rabbi Zera didn't accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow someone righteous like Ravasi to inadvertently consume forbidden food, and subsequently found a Mishnah which permits a dish with wine and other ingredients mixed in. So while Rabbi outside used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring kusim ovdei kochavim gemurim, his colleague sat inside an inn eating a bowl of taruvah shal damai. Next to yeshiva bacher using a small sword to discreetly take maaser from the dish he was served, since he was concerned the innkeeper switched his food for hers, which reminds us, the Gemara brings exceptions where we are concerned lachalufe, for exchange. For example, a yeshiva student who gives food to his innkeeper to prepare must separate maaser again from the finished product, because she rationalizes and says, let the yeshiva student eat the warm food and I'll eat the cold food. So once again, while Rabbi outside used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring kusim ovdi kochavim gemurim, his colleague sat inside an inn eating a bowl of taruvah shal damai. Next to yeshiva bacher using a small sword to discreetly take maaser from the dish he was served, since he was concerned the innkeeper switched his food for hers. All right, so now it's time for our four ba'al bach chazara. Dav Beis, so the Simran Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Hakol Shochetin Chulun house, that must be on Dav Beis, bias. At the Hakol Shochetin Chulun house, where everyone happily shechted, which reminds us, the first Mishnah states, Hakol Shochetin, everyone may shecht, u'shechitas and kasher, and the shechita is valid. The Gemara addresses the seeming contradiction that Hakol Shochetin implies even l'chadchila, whereas u'shechitas and kasher implies only b'di'evid. Amoraim will offer six interpretations of the Mishnah to answer this question. So at the Hakol Shochetin Chulun house, where everyone happily shechted, while guard held a sign reminding them making nedarim was not l'chadchila, which reminds us, we learned that vowing erechin and nedarim is not l'chadchila. The pasuk says, "Kisechta lindor, if you refrain from vowing, there will be no sin in you." And another pasuk says, "Tovar shlo sidor mishentidor bo tishalim." Better that you do not vow than vow and not pay. So at the Hakol Shochetin Chulin house, where everyone happily shechted lechadchila, while guard held a sign reminding them making the darim was not lechadchila, a tami was welcome to shecht even chulin shenasu al Torah Sakodesh lechadchila. After Cohen told him that his shechita of kachim was only b'di'evad, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Ula explains that the phrase Hakol Shochetin is coming to teach a tami me shecht chulin lechadchila even shenasu al Torah Sakodesh, whereas the phrase Ushchitasan Kasherit teaches that a tami shechita of kachim is only valid b'di'evad. Daf Gimel. So the simur Daf Gimel is a gemal, a camel. So here goes. The Kusi took a break from shechting camels. Camels? That must be on Daf Gimel, gemal. The Kusi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'nichnas Mashgiach, which reminds us, Abai says, the Mishnah's first phrase means that Almei shecht lechadchila, including a Kusi, but only when a Yisrael stands over him to supervise. But if the Mashgiach goes in and out intermittently and does not see the entire shechita, we do not allow him to shecht because Kusim do not hesitate to feed Nevela to Jews since they don't accept that Lifnei Iver Lotita Mikshol prohibits doing so. So the Kusi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows, and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'nichnas Mashgiach, was joined by Yisrael Mumer Leteavon, who said he can shecht too if the Mashgiach checks the knife, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that the Mishnah means that all may shecht lechadchila, including a Yisrael Mumer, a Jewish renegade, which is one who regularly transgresses a prohibition. The Gemara clarifies that he refers to a Mumer Lechol Nevelos Leteavon, to eat Nevela for enjoyment, meaning when he can't obtain kosher meat, about whom Rabbah ruled, Bodik Sachim Venosinlo. One examines the knife and gives it to him to shecht with, and is permitted to eat from a shechita since he would only eat kosher meat when it's available. So the Kusi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows, and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'nichnas Mashgiach, was joined by a Mumi Yisrael Tehavon, who said he can shecht too if the Mashgiach checks the knife, which of course he knew how to do, because he was both a mumcha and a muchzak, which reminds us Ravina's first explanation is that the Mishnah means all mumchin, experts in halachas of shechita, may shecht lechadchila. Mumchin v'afu pishe en muchzakin. This applies to all experts, even though they're not established as competent in the skill of shechita, meaning that they do not grow faint and pause during shechita. Daf dalet, so the simran daf dalet is a dalet, a door. So here goes. By the door, that must mean we're on daf dalet, door. By the door of the Kusi Matzah Bakery that had a medatakim ba yosem Yisrael, Heksher, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchukas Tanaim in a Braisa. The Tanakama says, matzah baked by a kusi is permitted, and one can be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with it, meaning we can even assume it was guarded from becoming chametz, with shame matzah mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer forbids her matzah because we cannot rely on them that it did not become chametz. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, kol mitzvah shechiziku bakusim, any mitzvah which the kusim have established for themselves, harbi medaktakim ba yosem Yisrael, they are far more careful about them than Jews are. So by the door of the Kusi Matzah Bakery that had a medatakim ba yosem Yisrael, Hagsher, the Mumer switched his forbidden chametz with a non-Jew after Pesach, which reminds us, we learned that a Mumer Yisrael will shavik heter v'achol Yisura. He doesn't abandon the potential to eat permitted food and instead eat forbidden food. It was taught in the Brisa of the chametz of Ovrei Avera, transgressors, who do not destroy their chametz before Pesach, Acher Pesach Mutar Miyad, is permitted to others immediately after Pesach, Mifnesh and Machlifin, because they exchanged their forbidden chametz for the permitted chametz of non-Jews. Although making this exchange is itself prohibited, the received chametz remains permitted to others. So by the door of the Kusi Matzah Bakery, that had a medatakim by Yosem Yisrael, Hagsher, the Mumer switched his forbidden chametz with a non-Jew after Pesach, so he could bring it to the Suda where a righteous king was eating the meat shechted by a wicked king, who was a Mumer, L'Avodah Zarah, which reminds us, Ravanan quoted Shmuel, Yisrael Mumer L'Avodah Kochavim, a Jew who is a Mumer regarding idolatry, Mutu L'Echo Mishchitaso, it's permitted to eat from a Shechita because we find that Yehoshaphat Melch Yehuda ate from Achaz feast. Daf Hey, so the simon Daf Hey is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The Mumer Lechol Chalev, who was viewed like an animal eating hay. Hey, that must be on Daf Hey. The Mumer Lechol Chalev, who was viewed like an animal eating hay, was still allowed to bring a carbon, unlike his friend the Mumer Lenasech Yain, who was not, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which types of Mumer cannot bring a carbon. So the Mumer Lechol Chalev, who was viewed like an animal eating hay, was still allowed to bring a carbon, unlike his friend the Mumer Lenasech Yain, who was not, especially if he brought it for eating dum, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Machlokes about a Mumer Lechol Chalev bringing a chatas for eating dum. The Tanna Kamma holds his carbon is not accepted since he's a mumer, but Rabbi Shimon holds it is, since he would have refrained from consuming the blood had he known it was forbidden. The Gemara explains why separate psukim are necessary to disqualify a mumer for bringing an ola and a chatas. So the mumer lechol chelov, who is viewed like an animal eating hay, was still allowed to bring a carbon, unlike his friend the mumer lenasech yain, who was not, especially if he brought it for eating dumb. Watch as a kusi got chased out of the barn because Rav Gamliel on his basin made a gezerah forbidding the shechita of a kusi, even with the Yisrael watching. Which reminds us, Bar Kapar was quoted as saying, Rav Gamliel based in Nimnu al shechitas kusi v'asrua, Rav Gamliel and his basin voted about the shechita of a kusi and prohibited it. And this is even with the Jew watching. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you know that any mitzvah which the kusim have established for themselves, harbi medaktikim ba yosim Yisrael, that's on daf? Dalad. Good. Number 2. For example, yeshiva student gives his food to an innkeeper to prepare. That's on daf? Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn that one is permitted to eat from the shechita of a mumer l'avodah zor, which is proven from Yehoshaphat Melch Yehuda eating from Acha's feast? That's on daf? Dalad. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if someone made a netter to bring a carbon in Beis Chonyo? That's on daf? Kuftes. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that Tarovis of Damai is permitted? That's on daf? Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we address the meaning in the Mishnah which states Hakol Shirketin and Shechitas and Kashera? That's on daf? Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn the Remer prohibited wine of Kusim and Amorai made them Koovde Kochavim Gamurim? That's on daf? Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that a Yisrael mumer l'teyavon meshecht l'chadchila if the knife is examined? That's on daf? Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss which types of mumer cannot bring a carbon? That's on daf? Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that whether one gives a lot or a little, his carbon pleases Hashem equally? Uvavad sheyechavin libo l'shamayim. That's on daf? Kuftes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.